Welcome to the regular meeting of Oroville City Council here on March 7th, 2022. We will begin this evening with prayer with Pastor Gary D. Hart with the Independent Missionary Baptist Church.
Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we come this evening, Lord, just thanking you yet for another day. Lord, we thank you for each and every one that has taken the time to run for these offices and that have decided to dedicate their time, their energy to uplifting this city called Oroville. Dear Heavenly Father, we ask that you would just stay in their hearts and their minds as they take on the task of deciding the laws and the statutes and the ordinance for this city to make it yet a better place for each and every one of us. And Father God, we just thank you for being the God that you are, that allowed us yet another day. And we give you all praise, honor, and glory in the mighty name of Jesus. Let us all say,
amen. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you very much, Pastor, for your empty heart. The clerk could please call the roll.
Hanworth.
Here.
Ms. Ferris.
Here.
Shanklin.
Here.
Thorson.
Here.
Carr.
Here.
Mosley.
Here.
Wilson.
Here.
All present.
Thank you. Should have received a copy of the regular meeting minutes from February 21st, 2022. Do we have a motion to approve the minutes?
I'll make that motion.
Mr. Wilson moves.
Mr.
Orson seconds.
Ms. Ferris?
Yes.
Shanklin?
Yes.
Orson?
Yep.
Carr?
Yes.
Mosley?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
Hanworth?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Thank you. We have no public comments scheduled for this evening, and so we'll move on in our agenda to our standing committee reports, and we begin with our Parks and Recreation Committee. And Mr. Hanworth, good evening.
Good evening, Mr. President. Parks and Rec has not met, therefore I have no report.
All right. Thank you, sir. And our Utilities Committee, Mr. Shanklin.
Thank you, Mr. President. Utilities Committee has not met, therefore I have no report.
All right. Thank you. Our Ordinance and Personnel Committee, and Mr. Lorson, last report we had from you, you were checking the retention basin. How's that doing still?
I'd say it probably did its job this morning.
Yeah.
Mr. President, Ordinance and Personnel has not met, however, so I have no report in that regard.
All right, thank you. Our Transportation Committee, Mr. Mosley.
Thank you, Mr. President. Transportation Committee has not met. However, I do have a few things to discuss. One of them, we have two items on the agenda that is part of our streets 2022 master plan that we had a committee meeting with back in January. Resolution 822 and 922. I just ask a question of council if we could please pass that tonight so we can move on with that master plan with no delays. The next one is we did have an open house last week. Open house overall went pretty well. We heard from citizens on both sides. Citizens got a really good understanding of what they're looking at on their specific property. I appreciate the fact that administration had all hands on deck. From the mayor to Dan Lau and Steve and Christian. So I really want to appreciate how smooth and that one. I think even Councilman Lorson stepped in and threw on his staff engineer hat some years ago. That was really helpful. Today, a few of us on council received a lot of emails and phone calls. Responding to a letter that was placed in mailboxes that was asking citizens if they were opposed of the sidewalks, please reach out and call. I tried to make sure I reached out to everyone as much as I could. I'm sure my colleagues did as well. So ideally, I do have two of those letters here. One is obviously for, and then one is against. With your permission, can I read these?
Oh, absolutely, sure.
Okay. So as I said, what we're seeing on council is we're seeing for every opposition, we're also seeing someone for the sidewalks. I will read the one against sidewalk walks first. Good evening, Councilwoman and Councilman. First, we'd like to thank you for your service to our city. We appreciate the time and effort you devote to making Oroville an exceptional community. We are writing you this evening to let you know we oppose the Phase 4 sidewalk project proposed for our neighborhood. After discussion with neighbors and other members in our ward, it is clear the majority of residents are opposed to what we feel are unnecessary sidewalks. Our neighborhood was designed a low priority many years ago during the original planning of citywide sidewalks. Our small section of town is not a pass-through area that sees foot traffic from other Orville citizens on their way to school, church, or shopping. We have concerns about associated costs and maintenance, specifically with the rising cost of materials and labor, as well as rising inflation. We feel this would put a financial strain on many residents. With the current state of the world, this is quite simply not the right time to add yet another unnecessary burden to the citizens of Ward 4. When voting for the final approval of the Phase 4 sidewalk project, please take into consideration the residents directly impacted by this project. The costs far outweigh the perceived benefit, in quotes, of sidewalk installation in our neighborhood. Thank you for your time and attention to this matter. And then today at about 11:46 a.m., we received someone, actually, and it happened to be on the same street as, you know, this last person. This person emailed in response to the letter, was the sidewalk program adopted years ago was a good thing for the city. I don't know the reason for dropping it at the end of Phase 3, but I always wondered if some of the powers to be, in quote, in the city lived in Phase 4. I live on Viking Avenue, which is in Phase 4, and it is a fair amount of vehicle traffic which doesn't always obey the speed limit. There are a lot of residents walking or riding their bikes on the street, and there are children on the street who sometimes get out on the street. The street needs sidewalks as much as any of the streets in Phases 1 through 3. Phase 4 should never have been dropped, and completing the sidewalk program is way overdue. It has been highly unfair to require residents in Phases 1 through 3 to put in sidewalks and then let residents skate. I'll bet if you petition the residents in Phases 1 through 3, they would overwhelmingly agree. Please lend your support to completing the sidewalk program. If you would like to read this letter at a public meeting, please do so. You have my permission if it's needed. Thank you for your consideration. So that's kind of, you know, a snapshot of obviously what we're seeing and responses that we're getting from either or. We don't know what the source of the letter that was put into mailboxes. We don't know who's leading that charge. You know, obviously they didn't want to be identified, so we just have to move on with our decisions. As far as our next step for us is obviously, you know, schedule a committee meeting to kind of discuss. Obviously, this is a very unique sidewalk phase just due to the larger lots alone. So I would like to schedule a committee meeting to kind of discuss and debrief the open house that we had, as well as kind of make a decision about bringing forward legislation and accommodations. I know the big thing for council is, you know, well, you know, we have to be careful with, you know, doing something in Phase 4 that Phase 1 and 3 denied, you know, get. I do understand that argument, but at the same time, I feel like that we are a different council and we have to think about decisions and the time that we're at, you know, and with the condition that we are, if we are going to complete this sidewalk project that we inherited. So with that, can I get some dates on when we can have our next transportation committee meeting?
Would it work on Monday? I know we have our workshop. That gets shorter and shorter every time, it seems. So I don't know if that's too much to try to work both of those in one meeting. I imagine this committee meeting is going to be an hour or so. So I would look at, you know, maybe even the 28th, but that seems like it's getting, you know, a little farther out maybe than what you're wanting. So you could potentially
next Monday?
Yeah, next Monday is our budget workshop, if I'm correct.
What was that budget workshop?
It'll be at the utility board. It'll be the utility board as well, so I'd prefer not to have it on the same night. This could be an awfully long night.
I agree.
Okay,
then we are looking at, so we're either looking at the 21st, maybe before or after our council. Actually, right now we're going through presentations. We're going through reports. What does the 28th look like?
The 28th is fine with me.
I feel like we haven't rushed this project, you know, from day one. I mean, I don't think an extra week is really going to affect, you know, affect the 28th.
We do have Public Utilities Board that night as well, you know, but...
You want to have it after?
Yeah, you probably would need to do that. And so, you know, you could say 7 p.m. I don't know. What do you think?
Usually.
Yeah.
Yeah, it should be done by then.
We have a commitment from Mr. Brediger to be done by 7 p.m., so...
Okay. All right, so I'm looking at March 28th. A 7 p.m. Transportation Committee to discuss debriefing of open house as well as special situations for sidewalk phase four.
By then, some of the details, when you're talking about a debrief, some of the details will be a little fuzzy by then. So I don't know if we could record, people might want to record their thoughts or something at this point to capture those, yeah.
Okay, that sounds good. Is there, with that, Mr. President, I have nothing else.
All right, very good. So Transportation Committee meeting then March 28th at 7 p.m. That'll be here in Council Chambers. All right, thank you very much, sir. And then we'll move on to our Health and Safety Committee. Mr. Aspiris.
Thank you, Mr. President. Health and Safety has not met, and therefore I have no report.
All right, thank you. Our Planning Committee, Ms. Carr.
Thank you, Mr. President. The Planning Committee did not meet, so therefore I have no report.
All right, thank you. In our Finance Committee, Mr. Wilson.
Thank you, Mr. President. The Finance Committee has not met. I have no reports. I was, as we said earlier, we have the workshop next Monday night for the budget discussion. So,
a highlight of the year for all.
Yes.
All right, very good. We'll look forward to that then on Monday. We have no special committee reports tonight, and so we move on to our administrative reports, and we begin with Mayor Handwerk.
Thank you, Mr. President. Two items tonight I wanted to mention. One is that this March, we are celebrating March for Meals with our friends at Meals on Wheels of Northeast Ohio to help raise awareness and independence for Northeast Ohio seniors. I don't think a lot of us realize, I know I didn't know this until I saw the number, that over 90,000 seniors face hunger every day in Ohio. And over half of those who receive Meals on Wheels are living alone. So you can help fight hunger and isolation with us this month by volunteering to deliver meals, sharing information, or simply by donating to that organization. So thank you. Secondly, I wanted to thank Councilman Larson and his wife Kristen for the litter cleanup along South Elm Street yesterday. I would encourage anyone or any group to do the same type of thing if they choose to in one of our other areas in town that seem to be clogged with litter a lot during the springtime after winter months go by and all the windy storms we've had. Years ago, we used to have a specific cleanup day many times on Earth Day, which this year is on Friday, April 22nd. Susie Abel, some of you might remember, was very instrumental in helping organize those days. The Chamber of Commerce also helped organize that. And get the word out, and Smith Foods even supplied the plastic bags for pickup. The problem we ran into back then was that on a day that you schedule that 3 or 4 months ahead, you sometimes run into horrible weather, certainly not fit to be out if it's pouring down rain and you're trying to pick up trash and that sort of thing. So then you were dealing with, you know, a rescheduling date and all that sort of stuff. So what we've done the last few years is really just encourage people, whether by themselves or groups, individuals, team, husband, wife, like John did, or a church group or a Cub Scout group, whatever, pick an area of town and maybe help clean up, especially this spring. So if you can do that, we would certainly appreciate that. And that would help out a lot around here. What you can do also, sometimes you can get a picture of the amount of trash that you picked up, put that on Facebook, or even send that into Orviews. I know usually every spring there's an article of some type about cleanup day in the Orviews, and I'm sure they will do that. If you choose to help, and John's actually suggested this in his Facebook post, wear bright clothes so that you're visible for people. And also, it would be a good idea always to wear gloves. And if you have young children with you, try to keep them away from streets. That would be adults that we would want to maybe do the areas like that. There's lots of other areas in town that kids could help too, the park and all sorts of places. All right. I keep hoping for a day, someday, that we won't need to even worry about a cleanup every spring. But I think as long as we have people, as long as we have wind, we will be doing this every year. So appreciate that. And that's all. Thank you.
Thank you. I'll just add a note to the mayor's report. Mr. Larson reported that I think a carload of trash is what you got. In an hour? Yeah. Appreciate your service to our community that way, but it just highlights the need for what the mayor is speaking of, and maybe we can all find an hour ourselves and pitch in as well. So, all right, thank you very much. We'll move on to our safety service director, Mr. Wheeler. Good evening.
Good evening. Thank you, Mr. President. Just one item tonight. The Gateway restroom construction started last week and had a very productive first week. The storm sanitary and the water were all ran and connected. So those are in the ground now. The footers are poured and the block masonry has started as well. So they're working quickly and hopefully the weather continues to cooperate. And that's my report for this evening.
All right. Thank you. And our utilities director, Mr. Brediger.
Thank you, Mr. President. I did fail to mention at the last city council meeting, but at the prior utility board meeting, the board did authorize to keep the electric rate power cost adjustment factor frozen again. So that would have kept the rates froze all through last year and puts us in good position going into the first quarter of this year to maintain the rates at the levels that they've been since 2017. We have embarked, however, this year on a comprehensive rate study for electric utility. We're looking at our rate structures. We're looking at the customer blocks that we have, and we're also taking a look at some special rates that may apply to customers that are looking at putting a solar in. We'll also be coming up with a electric vehicle type rate as part of that study. So more on that will take several months to complete there. So about summertime we'll be taking a look and seeing how we need to look at adjusting things. And that is mainly being driven by the fact that, as you're aware, having served on the board, we've seen huge increases in our transmission cost, and our rate structures really don't reflect that. So we're not in the business of selling electricity or the kilowatts anymore. There's a lot of money obviously wrapped up in that, but our transmission costs are not really allocated. So we'll be being able to break our bill up into these different components so the customers can kind of see where those chargers are coming from, so we can kind of account for those as customer demands shift and those rates continue to increase. And it's difficult to kind of balance that and act with the structures that we have in place right now. So you'll hear us talk more about that at some future utility board meetings. And other than that would conclude my report tonight.
All right. Thank you. Those are all factors that you've been telling us about for many years as they've been coming down the horizon at us. And you've done a remarkable job, you and your team, of staving off all of those increases that we could have felt long ago. So thanks for all of your work on that. And I appreciate your work on making sure our utilities remain in their good condition that they are now. By doing that rate study. So thank you.
More to do.
All right. Any questions or comments so far? If not, we'll move on then to our finance director, Ms. Strimlin.
Thank you, Mr. President. I think most of you know we went live on our new ERP system October 1st last year. Since that time, the finance department's been very busy with the challenges that a new system can present. Similar to other software implementations, just about everything looks different, functions different, and along those lines, your reports are going to look a little different than what you've seen in years past. So when you get those, if you have any questions, feel free to give me a call. And along those lines, later this week, we'll be sending out an overview of the final appropriations and any of the changes that the directors have made to the budget, and it'll outline all of those, and we can review those at our workshop on the 7th, or I'm sorry, the 14th. But if you have any questions between now and then, feel free to give me a call. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much. And our law director, Mrs. Kirkbride.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have no report this evening.
All right. Thank you. I have no report for this evening either, and so we'll move on in our agenda. We have no old business, and so we can move straight to new business. And Mr. Larson.
Thank you, Mr. President. Resolution 822, I move this resolution be placed on first reading.
Second.
Second, Mr. Mosley.
Shanklin.
Yes.
Corson.
Yes.
Carr.
Yes.
Mosley.
Yes.
Wilson.
Yes.
Hanworth.
Yes.
The Spirit.
Yes.
Motion passes.
Resolution 822, a resolution authorizing the Board of Control to advertise for bids and enter into a contract and or contracts for the 2022 Asphalt Street Resurfacing Project in the City of Orville, Ohio, and declaring an emergency.
Very good. Mr. Wheeler, would you like to provide a word here?
Thank you, Mr. President. As Councilman Mosley mentioned, this is part of our 2022 master plan for our street work this year. Lake Street, Smucker Street, Orvilla Drive, Hemlock Trail, and South Ella are the streets that we're having engineering completed on, so we would hope to be out for bid, hopefully, in early April in order to move forward with that process and hopefully get the work done as quickly as possible. There is not any state funding associated, so we are able to start before the typical after July 1st date. So we would like to get started as quickly as engineering is completed and legislation is approved.
Thank you. Any questions, comments? All right, very good.
Mr. President, I think we have a proud, fairly recent history of maintaining our streets in optimal condition and addressing the things that need to be addressed in a methodical way. We've known which streets needed to be fixed this year for multiple years, so now it's time to fish rather than cut bait. I move that the rules, regulations, and statutes requiring the reading of a resolution on three separate days be suspended.
Mosley seconds.
Mr. Mosley seconds.
Larson?
Yes.
Carr?
Yes.
Mosley?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
Hanlon?
Yes.
The Spears?
Yes.
Shanklin?
Yes.
Motion passes.
I move resolution 822 be adopted as read.
Second, Mr. Shankle.
Carr?
Yes.
Mosley?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
Hanlon?
Yes.
The Spears?
Yes.
Shanklin?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Thank you.
Resolution 922. I move this resolution be placed on first reading.
Second.
Second, Mr. Wilson.
Mosley?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
Hanlon?
Yes.
The Spears?
Yes.
Shanklin?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
Carr?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Resolution 922. A resolution authorizing the Board of Control to advertise for bids and enter into a contract and or contracts for the 2022 Concrete Street Project in the City of Orville, Ohio, and declaring an emergency.
Thank you. Mr. Wheeler, could you tell us about the Concrete Street Project?
Yes, sir. Thank you, Mr. President. This is the second part of our 2022 plan for this year for our roads. This is going to focus a large majority on Crown Hill, but there will be a small part of Westmark Market as well, and this is the same streets that we designated as part of our Transportation Committee meeting, and we do expect between the two projects to have over $1 million invested in our roads this year. Unless the bids come in really good.
Yeah, let's hope. All right, any questions or comments? Very good.
Mr. President, very much the same vein as my first motion, I move that the rules, regulations, and statutes requiring the reading of a resolution on three separate days be suspended.
Second.
Mr. Spiros.
Wilson?
Yes.
Amber?
Yes.
Spiros?
Yes.
Shanklin?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
Carr?
Yes.
Mosley?
Yes.
Motion passes.
I move resolution 922 be adopted as read.
Second.
Second, Mr. Mosley.
Andor.
Yes.
Spiros.
Yes.
Shanklin.
Yes.
Larson.
Yes.
Carr.
Yes.
Mosley.
Yes.
Wilson.
Yes.
Motion passes.
Thank you.
Resolution 1022. I move this resolution be placed on first reading.
Second,
Mr. Shanklin.
Spiros.
Yes.
Shanklin.
Yes.
Larson.
Yes.
Carr?
Yes.
Mosley?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
Amber?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Resolution 1022, a resolution to make appropriations for current expenses and other expenditures of the City of Oroville, State of Ohio, during the fiscal year ending December 31st, 2022, and declaring an emergency.
Very good. Thank you very much. And we will have an opportunity to grill Ms. Strimlin line by line on the budget next Monday at our budget workshop, so we can reserve our questions for her, trying to think of some good ones for her. So. All right, we will then move on in our agenda to our annual report by the Service Department, presented to us by Service Superintendent Ryan Immel. And so if you can, we'll pause our meeting and set up the room for that.
Shouldn't be, yeah.
Yeah.
Good evening, my name is Ryan Emmel, Service Department Superintendent, and I'm here to present the 2021 annual report. OSD general information. Lacey Center building maintenance. We spent a little over $15,400. Maintenance on the grounds, a little over $10,600. And we had 179 hours of training and meetings. Street maintenance, crack sealing. We had just over $27,000. Dirt patching potholes, almost $10,000. Street sweeping, a little over $13,600. Traffic and street lights, just a little over $10,700. Crack seal prep, a little over $19,700. Chip and seal, contracted out to Melway Paving, almost $34,900. A few pictures of this crack sealing and High Street Extension being ground up for one of our asphalt street projects. Basins, basin cleaning, just a little over $15,500. Basin and tile repair, just a little over $39,400. This past year we were able to replace or repair 14 basins. Fuel consumption, unleaded fuel. We purchased just a little over 26,700 gallons, at a price of just a little over $65,700. Diesel, we purchased a little over 19,000 gallons, at a price of just a little over $46,700. 2020, the average unleaded price was $1.66. The average diesel price was $1.93. This past year in 21, they were both actually averaging $2.45. Vehicle and equipment maintenance. Vehicle maintenance, almost $56,300. Equipment, just a little over $69,000. Fire departments, a little over $15,000. And police departments, almost $28,900, for a total of just a little over $169,000. Our mechanics have a lot of pieces of equipment and vehicles that are responsible for. They're always busy. It's always something broken. Mosquito control, just a little over $29,200. Herbicide control, OSD, we put in almost $1,700. We contracted out to the Weed Zapper for just about $3,700 for a total of a little over $5,300.
Something happened. Your power or something.
Did it.
Check it out.
I think it must have come unplugged, Ryan. Somehow. Good job.
You got lights on the building.
Partially.
I can't handle internal wiring.
Yeah,
I guess so. A little finicky, huh?
Building maintenance budget now.
Bless you.
Thank you.
Just a small intermission.
Time to go and get us some popcorn.
Right. I was waiting for the popcorn comment. We always have a popcorn comment.
We usually have that during different speech.
We're not adding this downtime onto his time to eat.
Ooh, that's a good question.
I'll give him a break.
Okay. I'm not sure. What was it?
8 minutes.
I timed this afternoon. It was 16.
You're at 6:50.
No pressure.
Yes.
So what point did it go out?
That was right here, I think.
Oh, that was a good time.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, herbicide control. I'll do that one over again. OSD, we almost had $1,700 in it. We contracted out to the Weed Zapper We're almost over $700 for a grand total of a little over $300. The bottom left corner there, Mike noticed, our arborist noticed cemetery blue spruce had a fungus on the needles, so we had to purchase a product to spray it, try to save our trees. OSD tree work. We had a little over $38,700. We contracted out just a little over $10,100. We purchased 150 Norway spruce for our elementary kids for every day. As you can see, Karen Flinner, she retired last year. We dedicated our Arbor Day tree to her. Just a couple pictures of some more tree work at the cemetery. Compost. Maintain the site. A little over $25,300. Incoming compost. We brought in a little over 500 cubic yards. We picked up 101 Christmas trees. Recycling, used oil. We brought in a little over 1,900 gallons, which that's big for us. We use that to heat the Lacey Center. It really helps out on those gas bills. We recycled 23 car batteries. I got a little video here. We were able to purchase a new loader for the year. It's been a very big help, especially the compost center. It takes a lot less time to move material from one place to the other, or just to roll it through the compost.
You can have videos of
those. I don't know.
We're pretty high over here.
Leaf pickup. We were out for 37 days. We got 153 loads for a total cost of a little over $95,900. We were out a few more days than normal. We had some equipment and vehicle problems that we had to fix, and then we had a little prep work to do for our new salt bin. So we had a week or so in doing that, so we were out for a little longer than normal. Salt, road salt. We purchased 810 tons. In 2020, the 2021 season, road salt was $57 a ton. This current contract, it's $45.28 a ton. On the current contract, we have 1,000 ton, and today we actually received 200 ton to make us over up to 8. So we have a little more to get. And our new salt bin is underway, and it's supposed to be tomorrow. The walls will start going up. And I'm hoping within a week and a half, the structure will be up ready for us to pour concrete whenever we get a chance to. That current salt bin, if you pack it in there, we get about 650 ton in there. When the new salt bin's done, it's supposed to hold over 1,900 ton, but we don't have the equipment to get the highest. So I'm hoping, 1,700 ton, we should be able to get in there. This will be very well used. There's some pictures, a couple pictures of the new site for the new salt bin. The two big brine tanks we bought. And then that's the utility truck that we got. We have custom flatbed made. We're working on getting our brine applicator system on there and hooked up ready for next year. Park maintenance, playgrounds. A little over $7,600. Schmidt Hall, almost $8,000. Park grounds, almost $52,800. Ball fields, a little over $35,200. Mowing, almost $22,800. City box, a little over $11,700. And mowing the parks, a little over $41,800. Pictures of Gailey Park. We were able to put new borders around all the play structures up there this past year. We're hoping to do some more at Orr Park this year. I have a few pictures of the bridge project that was started last year. See, those bridges are gone, and the one picture there is some rebar sticking up ready to decide on new ones. This piece of equipment, we got a grant for the park trails, so we were able to get to mini skid steer. You see we have a grapple there to help us clear out the woods, pick up logs, without making a large footprint. It's going to be a very useful piece of equipment. Just a few pictures of the community day. Service department guys came in early that morning and got the blow-up activities going for kids. I think they really enjoyed it. They had a nice day. I think it was a good time. The big gateway project continued on. That's the walkway. Almost $37,500. We were able to, last January, surprisingly enough, it was dry. So we borrowed the power plant's bulldozer and we were able to cut the path and put the base down. I was very, very surprised and happy that it was dry. And so a few pictures of the progress. A few more pictures, that's the signs and benches. It turned out pretty well. We got grass growing, we got mounds and trees now. Strawberry Trail, almost $54,000. Majority of that was a generous donation from a local family. The library is taking time to every month go through and change the story. I think they're donating the story as well. So we're pretty excited about that for the summer. It's a good project. The guys got to run some new equipment. We had rent, and I think they had a good time making it. It turned out pretty well. Some more pictures. Got the first beginning of the story, the ribbon cutting, some signs that we put in and we made. Looking pretty good. Pool. Maintaining the pool, a little over $32,600. Managing the pool, a little over $14,200. Cleaning, a little over $2,200. Pool sweeping, $843. Lifeguarding, a little over $35,200. Training and meetings, a little over $2,200. We did not do swim lessons or moonlight swim again. Movies and concerts, $720. Snack Shack and Park Cafe, almost $2,900 for a total cost of almost $102,800. We had a pretty good year. We were able to purchase a new pool heater, and we got it installed, almost installed, be ready to go for this season. Ray Pavilion maintenance, a little over $1,100. We got new landscaping around the facility for just under $6,500. We had three performances and two movie nights. A couple of those pictures, we had a contractor come in and do some more painting on there. It looked really good. We also painted the lower park restrooms. Just a few more pictures of projects we did at the park, the pool heater, the old pool heater is being lifted out, the new one's getting ready to be loaded. And the old restrooms at the upper park where we were storing things, it's been kind of deteriorating for years. We were able to take it down, making some room for new play equipment, a new splash pad. Cemetery, mowing, almost $66,800. Burials, a little over $53,000. Foundations, a little over $15,800. And the grounds, a little over $68,300. We did 67 burials, which is quite a few less than we did last year. 66% of those were residents, and 24% were non-residents. And as a project we did at the cemetery, the dirt storage, we had problems when it was wet. Going in there, dumping or loading out for funerals, dragging that mud along the drives, and then we spent time cleaning that up. So we put a large pad in front there so we can take care of that problem. We also planted 8 arborvitae out in front, so as they grow, it'll be kind of a block so it's not so visible from the cemetery. Just a few pictures from the cemetery.
That's cool.
Mm-hmm. They're cool.
Any questions?
I have a question. The numbers that you use in this report, are they calculated labor hours, or what
yes.
are they?
Mm-hmm. And there's also some equipment hours as well.
Okay.
Any questions? If not, that is the end of my presentation.
You're a good teacher when you're a pretty sign. It's a nice job with the flowers. Do you have like a garden? Who comes up with this, the gardening? Do they, the guys just do that?
Yeah. So,
I mean, it's beautiful.
Yeah, I wonder they're pretty creative.
Somebody comes up with that?
Yeah, that sign was one that they had like 100 years ago.
Remember,
or
they refurbished it?
They refurbished it, yeah.
Yeah, that's beautiful.
Yeah, it's very cool.
Far in the middle, yeah. Yeah.
So it's beautiful.
Down? Yes, it'll be the opposite. Well, no, you should hit the other one off.
Far right.
Far right. Well, there you go.
Okay.
Yes, because one
figured out the secret lighting code now. There's some mark there. I guess I better get started on my report now. Make sure you tell Jean you were swapping.
We are.
Sorry. She still wants it?
Good with me, yeah. I'd like to. Right. So who's next? Is it Jeff next then?
No, fire department.
You're giving another request.
Yes, I'm getting 2022 out of the way.
Yeah, nice.
One of the questions that came up was actually about our speed sign. Council President has asked me to, that might be worthwhile for me to explain so everybody hears it. When you see our speed signs, you're traveling through town. On occasion, depending on the speed, hopefully you don't see the red and blue lights, but the red and blue lights come on, and we have that set at a certain speed. I'm not going to reveal that because I don't want it to be a challenge to anybody, but it's mainly to get the motorist's attention to say, hey, you're really over the limit, so you really need to back it off. So just to clarify, there's no tickets coming in the mail. I'm very anti mail-in citation, and we're not set up for that. So we just don't have the capability. City Council would actually have to pass an ordinance, and then we would have to have a special equipment. It would be a civil fine, is what it would be. And so we're not even set up for that, to do that. But, yeah, when you see those red blue lights, that's just letting you know you're going significantly over the speed limit. And we set that ourselves. So sometimes, in some areas, we do it a little bit higher because it really drains the battery. But some of our signs have solar power, so that's not an issue. So like in the school zones, you might see those. We might set it at a lower so that those come on a little bit more frequently. But other times, the officers have to get out and change the batteries every couple days. So.
All right, very good. That was all in response to a resident had conveyed a concern to our council representative, Shanklin, about speed in an area. I think it was maybe West Oak. I can't remember. Yeah, and
just to clarify, the only way we issue a citation for speed is if a police car pulls you over. Mm-hmm. So if you haven't been pulled over, you're not getting a citation in the mail. I've gotten a lot of citations in the mail over the years on behalf of my daughter, and we don't do that. So.
That's great. So anyway, that was a good example of your local government in action. As a resident conveyed a concern to Mr. Shanklin, he forwarded that on the administration, and we were able to implement a speed sensor, I guess, displays the speed. I'm sure residents have seen those around town. That got installed pretty quickly. And then we had another question as a follow-up to that Mr. Shanklin again forwarded, and so appreciate the chief's explanation on what some of that stuff means. So any comments for the good of the order this evening? Yes, Ms. Carr.
A citizen in Ward 3 had a water issue, flooding, and I contacted Mr. Larson and forwarded many Actually, I went to their home and walked the property, and they forwarded multiple photos and videos, which I forwarded to John because he used to be with the engineering department, and he forwarded it to Dan Lau, and we all met with the citizen, it was a week ago Friday, and walked the property, and I just want, and we have, are working with the citizen on resolving these issues, and I just wanted to thank the city and Dan Lau and City Council Member John for working in conjunction with the, we're resolving it. It's an ongoing thing, and today was a monsoon.
Yeah, bad day.
So this is going to be an ongoing issue, but I just wanted everyone to know that the city works with the council people, and we are addressing citizens, and so they do have a voice. Mm-hmm. That's all.
Yeah, this council has been very responsive, and it makes me proud just as a citizen to see how hard you guys are working. And that's one of the reasons for the retention basin that Mr. Larson mentioned at our last meeting was to help with that flooding problem downstream as it comes into town. So.
But as a newbie, it's good to have people to go to.
Well, you know that you've got it bad. When you're out there checking out that retention pond, you know now you've got the bug, too. So, yeah.
I do. And I have my mucks on, you know.
Yeah.
They're in my car.
All right. Any other questions or comments for the good of the order?
I'd just like to add on to the trash collection bit. And I love what the mayor said. You don't have to plan a whole day. You don't have to plan a morning or an afternoon. I mean, when you're walking your dog, you can pick up trash and put it in the trash can. There's ample opportunity to do that, unfortunately. And you know, if you concentrate, if you have an extra hour, and you concentrate on those areas of low-hanging fruit, and you know where they are, you can make a big difference. Because I think that the broken window theory applies to trash. I think if people see a lot of trash laying around, then they think it's okay to go ahead and pitch some themselves. And, you know, the only way to break that habit, I think, is to try to stay one step ahead of them. So I appreciate everybody. I know tons of people that go out and do the same all the time. And so I thank them, and I encourage others to do the same.
John, the really low-hanging fruit, and I've mentioned this before in articles, is just do them in front of your own home.
Yep.
You know, if everybody just did that, it would eliminate a lot.
Right.
So that would help, too.
Very good. Any other questions or comments for the good of the order? Yes, Mr. Wilson.
I move we adjourn.
Very good. Mr. Wilson moves. Larson seconds.
Shanklin.
Yes.
Larson.
Yes.
Power.
Yes.
Olson.
Yes.
Wilson.
Yes.
Handwerk.
Yes.
Asparis.
Yes.
Motion passes.
Thank you very much. We will have a special meeting next Monday the 14th, followed by a budget workshop. And then our next regular meeting will be March 21st. This meeting is adjourned. Have a good evening.
I get you on that every Monday kick.
I see that. That's the life you live. Huh?